I also want to make sure I thank the mayors that I've worked for that are standing with me. Mayor Brown, wonderful years working with you. I learned a lot, and I want to really thank you for the tutelage you've given me, for the guidance, the leadership you've given the city. Really appreciate that. To Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, your bold, your ideas have inspired me to go beyond just the bureaucratic jobs that I've had. And your lessons about not being fearful and taking risks that have all been absorbed. Thank you very much for your years. Charlotte, you're going to be with us, aren't you? Thank you very, very much for all your years of service. And we hope that you will continue and help us out. To the Board of Supervisors, each and every one of you, I am ready to carry out the duties of this office and to do it in a way in which you will be proud. And to specifically Supervisor David Chu and Sean Ellsburn, who really had a lot to do with the pivotal discussions we had about this office, thank you very much for that strong and continued encouragement. I very much appreciate that. And to our communities, to all of you who have come today to witness this, I want to thank you, because it is really for your behalf that we are doing this. And I want to say to all of you, I make that pledge that I will do my very, very best to represent all of the communities that you live in, that we cherish, that make this city a great city. And to my good friend, Rose Pack, thank you. We have done it. I thank you for this enormous honor and the enormous responsibility to serve as your mayor. It's a responsibility I take with a great deal of humility, enthusiasm, and determination. Now, I must say, it's been a whirlwind for me. I left town just over a couple of weeks ago as your city administrator, a career civil servant, looking forward to a new year of promise and challenge in the job that I love. And now, just a few weeks later, I stand before you as your mayor. That's quite a journey. But in many ways, this wasn't a whirlwind. It was a journey decades in the making. I spent the past 21 years in and around these hallowed halls beneath this glorious dome, working to make the city a better place, working for people, working for justice, working to get things done. I believe that I stand before you today not because I was the preferred choice of one side of the aisle or the other, not because I was a safe choice, but because I was the consensus choice, the trusted choice. I believe that if you're able to build trust, if your word is your bond, then it doesn't matter if you're down the hall or 17,000 miles away, people know where you're coming from. I was personally gratified by the show of support demonstrated by the Board of Supervisors moments ago, as well as that shown by your predecessor board last Friday. And let me take a moment to thank former supervisors Sophie Maxwell, Bevan Dufty, and Michaela Aliotto-Pierre for your support and your trust in me. I am grateful and inspired by that show of support. But more importantly, I was inspired by what it portends. a new era of trust, a shared sense of purpose and commitment to this city that we all love, a sense of unity. I may be your interim mayor, but I intend to utilize this year in office to tackle our problems with resolve and seriousness of purpose. This is an unprecedented opportunity, and perhaps it is just what San Francisco needs at this time and in our moment of history. This is an opportunity to come together, to move the city forward, to roll up our sleeves and go to work on the significant challenges we all face for the benefit of all San Franciscans. I hope to move us past the labels that have pigeonholed us at City Hall, or at least to not be bound by them. Because if you're a so-called moderate, then I'm a moderate. I've spent the past two decades trying to make this city work, to work for all of us. For its entire history, people have flocked to San Francisco with their hopes and with their dreams. They've invested in the city, not only with their money, but with their sweat and with their blood. I understand that not only do people need to flourish here, but business needs to flourish here. I understand what is at stake, what is invested here in all senses of that word. It's our responsibility to see that this investment isn't squandered. But with all due respect to the young talent of many young leaders with whom I now share this responsibility, I was a progressive before progressive was a political faction in this town. Years ago, I fought the establishment to make the city function better, to make our communities more inclusive. I fought for justice. When I left Bolt Hall and joined the Asian Law Caucus, I fought to integrate the San Francisco Fire Department. I fought to protect. I fought to protect the rights of blacks and Latinos and gays and lesbians and other marginalized groups. I fought for tenants. I fought for senior citizens. I fought to empower the powerless. When I joined the city, I established the city's first whistleblower program. I made sure our domestic partners and minority and women-owned business ordinances were successful. I helped establish our recycling program, now the nation's most successful. I ensured equal access to government services for all our citizens, including our immigrants, documented and undocumented. In other words, I am my own person. Decades ago, I was about as anti-establishment as one could be. Today, like you, I am trying to make the establishment work for all San Franciscans. And yes, I am quite aware of the significance of being San Francisco's first Asian American mayor. As a Chinese American, I'm well aware of my community's long and troubled and proud history in this city. The San Francisco of old was directly involved in racism and neglect. The San Francisco that I fought as an attorney began to change. And now, today, Rose, our struggle is here and it's succeeding. I am humbled to stand before you today on the shoulders of giants among many flag bearers on the day we move that history forward. And I'm committed to move all San Francisco, all of us, forward. And that is why I've accepted this awesome responsibility. So I hope you will join me. I intend to reach out to you, my colleagues, to my fellow citizens across all political lines and all potential barriers. There are so many talented people in this building and in this city. I know we can move San Francisco forward together. And in the coming days, I will reach out to every member of the Board of Supervisors and meet with you personally to discuss my ideas and my agenda. And yes, President Hsu, I will sit down with you shortly to work out the details of our question and answer session. I will seek your advice and counsel as we immediately begin to confront the challenges that lay ahead, starting with tackling our budget deficit and finding a new police chief. To the members of the board, I see you as my esteemed colleagues, and I look forward to a relationship based on mutual respect and trust. To our fellow citizens, I'm not going to change. I'm going to open up that room 200 for everybody daily and make sure that you know what that is. I present myself to you as a mayor for everyone. A mayor for the neighborhoods, for downtown, for business, for labor, for the powerless and the powerful, for the left, the right, and everyone in between. For everyone. I will be a mayor who tackles things head on and moves the bar forward. I will be your mayor. Thank you very much.